Hello and welcome to the Multimedia Man podcast number 13. Number 13. Tracy. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Gadi Elkan.
Howdy.
Adam Conway.
Hey.
And Andrew Conway.
Hey, y'all.
And here is our final four directors bracket. We are picking the final four today.
It's so hot.
Were we supposed to be singing the ESPN thing, or were we doing Europe's final countdown?
I think you're doing ESPN. There you go. Well, technically not, but
now we owe within like $1 million. It's cool.
Yeah, let's not get sued.
So, final four. It has been a long, tough journey. We started We started the director's bracket how long ago? Was it our first episode?
13
yes,
weeks.
13 weeks ago.
Wow, we're at the final four now. It was very difficult. Very difficult. We have narrowed down from the Elite Eight down to four, and it's brutal.
Top
right
two
now.
Won't come to you till next
We've
year.
We've had some battles.
There are
Cindy,
some definite,
Lopper.
Definite upsets.
There
here.
Can be only one.
There are some definite upsets here.
Yes, I love
it's
upsets.
Awful. Awful, awful, awful. So there's four of us here today. Contributed to this over the weeks were Mark Chaffardini from Go See Talk, Gwen Reyes from Real Vixen, and Wade Davis, who lives in Wichita, who's a huge movie fan and is on the board of the Tallgrass Film Fest.
And he's following me on Twitter now.
And he's following you on Twitter. Hell yeah, Wade Davis.
But not Instagram.
So they helped us with this one a little bit because we had a tie and they helped us. But who do we want to start out with? Y'all tell.
Boyle me. Scott.
All right. So from the Elite Eight.
We know who you picked. So
you damn right. You know who I picked.
The Elite Eight from last week was Ridley Scott versus Danny Boyle. David Fincher versus Steven Spielberg, John Carpenter versus Mel Brooks, and Stanley Kubrick versus John Hughes. So we're going to start with Ridley Scott and Danny Boyle. Of course, Ridley Scott did Alien, he did Prometheus, he did
Blade Runner.
That's
and
all
Boyle
I have to say.
And
the Counselor.
And the Counselor.
Yeah, and the Counselor.
And Danny Boyle.
Deadman.
That should have lost it.
That affected my vote. I'm just
And Danny
it out
Boyle's
there.
Directed 28 Days Later,
127 Hours.
Trainspotting.
Millions,
Sunshine,
better director.
So it was between them two. It was between them two, 3-1. Danny Boyle.
Yes,
Adam.
No,
the only one that really didn't go.
Blade Runner. That's all I have to say.
No, the Counselor.
The Counselor,
or fucking Kingdom of Heaven. Or fucking Robin Hood.
If you watch the director's cut of Kingdom of Heaven, it's actually
blimey.
It's not that bad.
Whatever.
There's no Danny Boyle that you say it's not that bad. It's
damn
always great.
Right. Yeah.
He's so mad.
I knew that was gonna happen though. I was like, there's no fucking Danny Boyle.
Yeah, Ridley's had mess ups. That's the only difference. He's a great
director.
Really,
yeah, I really
Blade
wanted,
Runner quality.
I've been
an alien
advocate of Ridley Scott this whole time, and I've been against Danny Boyle every single time. But
it's
I don't
true.
Know. Scott
you picked
slipped.
Boyle. You picked
I
Boyle.
Did. Scott's been slipping. His last few movies have not been impressed at all. Prometheus. Bleh.
American Gangster was good.
Yeah.
I liked American
See, I didn't even
Gangster.
Like that.
That was bland, too.
I think Gladiator was the
I
last Ridley
it,
Scott
but...
movie I liked.
Well, Gladiator. That's all just... It's movies
but
that...
That movie
you.
Was amazing.
Gladiator didn't stick with me at all.
I mean,
that was the resurrection of Joaquin Phoenix.
He's so that was not
he went
the
from,
resurrection.
He went from Parenthood to Gladiator.
Yeah, what do you do in between?
Ridley Scott.
Exactly.
Okay, that wins it for him.
But I feel like, you know, Danny Boyle, like you guys,
have made
a good argument. He's so multi-talented. He's got so, he's in everything. He's in every genre. And he's definitely a great director. And Scott's been there. He just needs to come back to form. He needs to show me something. He's got to prove himself. If we come back to this next year or something like that, it might change. But right now, I think Boyle's just the stronger director overall.
Whatever. Wait for it.
Wait for what?
The next ones, you're going to be disappointed.
Prometheus 3 or 2, whatever.
Oh, in the bracket? He's threatening me about the other one.
All right, so Danny Boyle has gone on to the final four. Ridley Scott is out. Oh, wait, which one do y'all want to do next?
Adam?
Carpenter. Or no. Fuck.
Fincher and Spielberg.
They put one of ours in the hospital.
Fincher and Spielberg.
This one's four across
Finkel
the board, right?
Finkel and Einhorn.
Fincher and Spielberg. David Fincher and Steven Spielberg. Fincher has done Fight Club.
So tough.
He's done Social Network. He's done Panic Room. He's done...
You can't...
Am I going to end
Stop
up...
Stop
like
bringing up Panic Room, Brian.
But Spielberg's
Panic
done
Room
E.T.
Was not
and
Jurassic
Park.
Jurassic Park. Everything.
Schindler's
He's
List.
He's done everything and... you've grown up with as a kid, so that's...
Jaws.
That's, unfortunately...
And the winner who's gone on to the Final Four is... Spielberg.
Yes.
Across the board.
Obvious.
That
course.
Should be the same logic for Ridley Scott. But hey, fuck you guys.
I'm sorry.
Did anyone vote for Fincher?
No.
Did anyone vote for Fincher in this?
Nobody voted for Fincher.
Yeah.
I love Fincher.
Social
I love
Network.
Fincher. I'm so glad.
But you're
Social
going up
great.
Against Spielberg.
Exactly.
Right?
That's the thing. Is he's
Hard
got
to.
Fincher, like I said, I've said before, Fincher's
Let's be honest. Spielberg's going to the finals.
I'd pick Fincher over Boyle, but that's me.
I would too, actually. I would pick Fincher over Boyle. But
I don't know if I would, but it's a lot closer than Ridley discussion.
Right. Yes. Fincher, yeah, it's great guy.
He's the master
great,
of darkness right now.
Great master of darkness. I feel he's got a lot of potential and he's gonna keep making great movies.
And you talk about next year, Fincher could easily come in
could
and
easily
make the
easily.
Finals.
And Spielbergo is definitely
he still makes
he's kinda a little bit dropping
yeah,
though.
The last bit. three movies? Was it War Horse? Lincoln.
AI.
AI was awesome.
Lincoln was
okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it wasn't
bad. It just wasn't like outstanding.
A wonderful performance.
Right.
That's about it.
Okay. Yeah, we gotta see. Jaws 10's coming out. We'll see how it does.
So Steven Spielberg and Danny Boyle have made the Final Four. Which one now?
Kubrick.
Kubrick and Hughes?
Kubrick
versus Hughes. Stanley Kubrick versus John Hughes. They
John
both
John
made amazing
Hughes.
Amazing.
John.
He voted for Kubrick, I know. So he lost.
Hughes.
Stanley Kubrick versus John Hughes.
Brian's
John
upset.
Hughes got it.
Woo!
Is
an owl
shit.
We knew it. I wanted to knock Kubrick out.
Why?
Because that's who you wanted to win.
That was ridiculous.
John Hughes.
I'll give you a
How is
I'll
John
give you
Hughes
a,
better?
I'll give you your argument.
How was John
Before
Hughes?
John Hughes, there was no such thing as a teenage comedy. After John Hughes, that's all there is.
He defined a genre, yeah.
He not only defined the genre, he made the genre possible. And I'm not even, when I looked at his films, the Brat Pack teenage films, none of those were in the top three.
Yeah.
His stuff with John Candy is some of the most flawless comedy ever done. Uncle Buck and
yeah.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Stands up
he
against
makes,
Brooks or any comedic
is
director.
He makes
against
films
The Shining or Dr.
Yeah.
Strangelove?
Yes,
I
no,
think so.
He makes films that are so relatable and that you just you get on so many levels. And it's just
how did Kubrick not make it to the final
it's
four?
It's a tough. It was a
you
tough
guys
decision.
Are crazy.
It was a tough decision.
It was tough. It was hard.
You guys
Kubrick's
are wrong.
Got
the
so
John
wrong.
Hughes had my heart. Okay,
exactly.
Kubrick had my mind.
It's hard to go against your like
yeah,
what
exactly.
you know is.
I've said this before. We're biased because we grew up with his movies, and we just have a soft spot
I grew up with
for
Kubrick
John Hughes.
I did too. The Killing. The Killing is one of the best intros
oh, yeah.
to film ever. It's a flawless
By
first
far.
Film. Shining is incredible. All his films are great, but there is a quality to John Hughes. There is nobody like John Hughes.
No.
There's nobody like Kubrick.
There are
ever.
People that are on comparison to Kubrick.
No way. Name one.
Guillermo del Toro.
Not at all. Guillermo del Toro is a great director.
He's on his way there.
Definitely
Danny
not
Boyle.
Like, not
yeah,
like Kubrick.
Who would, yes, you would
David
Kubrick
Fincher.
Yeah, I would pick
These
Kubrick.
Guys
Fincher.
All have similarities to Kubrick.
They've all got qualities that make them
there's
great
no
directors.
One
that's why they've made it this
no
far.
One. Maybe Judd Apatow. That's about it. And even his bit isn't
decision.
There.
Kubrick
like,
has so
I mean, yeah, it wasn't like
so
an easy choice.
It wasn't
yeah.
an
Kubrick
easy choice.
Beats everyone else on this list, maybe except for Spielberg.
Maybe except for Ridley Scott. But
Beats the shit out of Ridley Scott. That's what I meant.
That
though.
Was
like,
fighting words.
It's fine. I would actually pick Kubrick over Scott. So,
but you wouldn't pick Kubrick over John Hughes?
No, John Hughes. There's something.
I told
about
you, there's
John
something
Hughes.
About John Hughes, man. I just
he's as big. He's and there's nothing in his films like that stand out. Like you know, Space Odyssey's just the look. All his films
Visually
are simple stunning. And quality.
They may not be like epic
direction,
movies, but they're
it's
definitely
about
memorable.
Direction.
He directs actors to do
but they're
shit.
All like they're not. You cannot tell a John Hughes movie a set from somebody else's movie. They all look the same. Kubrick, you could tell it was. Spielberg, there's shots you could tell it was Kubrick. Boyle, you could tell it was Boyle.
But Hughes had that...
There was a Hughes camera, you know, on set.
That's the brilliance of his direction. He doesn't need a shot to carry him. His stories are that good.
This is ridiculous.
Hughes had, I don't know, just this underlining, like, warm, fuzzy feeling you got from watching all of
his movies. I counted how many times have I seen Hughes films compared to Kubrick films, and it's, like, quadruple the number.
Mine is opposite.
You haven't seen... I've seen Uncle Buck 1,000 times.
Probably. I've seen...
Every time it's on TV, I have to watch
it. The Shining 1,000 times. Kubrick! Damn it! John Hughes! I am very upset. This is upsetting.
Don't leave Brian home alone.
Where's the limit argument now?
All right. Well, unfortunately, Kubrick was voted off. So now it's John Hughes, Steven Spielberg, and Danny Boyle.
Sorry, Stanley, but maybe if you'd made AI.
Oh, bastard. Spielberg made AI and he won. You fuckers.
Spielberg versus Kubrick, though. Who would you have gone with?
Kubrick.
Oh, wow.
No, not going to happen now.
I know. Suck it.
Now you know how it feels.
Respect.
Bastards.
Yeah, play tricks on us now.
That's why you did it. You all secretly voted.
He did it for
Kubrick.
Actually, they voted right here, and I voted right before I left my house.
His hate for Brian.
So I think this was all a guttural. Who do we love more?
Instinct.
Thank you, John Hughes.
All right.
Yeah, it was.
And here comes.
Here's to you taking the whole title.
And here comes.
Oh, this is a tough decision.
The last one for the final four: John Carpenter versus Mel Brooks.
This is a tough decision.
I love
Carpenter. This was our tie. We had to have Wade.
Which
Gwen?
Which two?
Hold
you
on a second,
motherfucker.
Hold on a second.
Carpenter.
Fuck yeah.
Hold on a second.
You guys win. Okay.
Hold on a second. There was four of us. Two of us voted one way. Two of us voted the other way. So we had to call three of our fellow podcasters. Mark Chaffardini. So we had to go with this on this. There is a winner now.
I know it's not going to be like
Was it across the board with those three choices?
Gotti.
Yes.
Myself. And one other podcaster voted for Brooks.
Fucking idiot!
The rest person for Carpenter.
How?
Takes it.
How? How?
Carpenter.
Why? What?
Nunju
Carpenter.
I voted for Brooks.
That is the most surprising thing ever.
Brooks.
I was surprised by that.
I love Brooks. It was such a hard decision.
And Gwen voted for Brooks. The rest, Mark. Mark Chaffardini
and Wade. Fuck y'all. I'm not following you, Wade. God.
I'm happy with Carpenter going. I am.
Yeah.
It was
hard. Y'all are fucking retarded.
It was the toughest decision.
I love Blazing Saddles and Spaceballs, but I love the thing.
He created his own personal genre, but Carpenter, there's just so many.
Mel Brooks deserved it. Is the world better off without John Carpenter or without Mel fucking Brooks?
Mel Brooks.
The world is not the same without Mel Brooks.
You just said the world's better off without
Mel Brooks. No, the world's better off without Carpenter.
Brooks. That's what I meant.
I'd rather
be in a world without John Carpenter.
Really?
Which is, I like John Carpenter. I do.
Then we probably wouldn't have ever had Kurt Russell in any acting
true.
Movie ever.
But Mel Brooks, man, comedy. He did the comedy.
He
developed
the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
He developed a genre.
Richard Pryor and him did a few movies together. I don't know. Maybe.
You're dead to me, Andrew.
Oh, man. Dude, it was definitely a really tough decision.
I'm
John Carpenter. Just
flip flop.
I just think about.
Oh, it's Carpenter. It's
yeah. Even if he did flip flop, it's still the other two morons, Mark and Wade, over there. What the fuck?
John Carpenter.
I'm shocked. I am utterly shocked. I mean, Kubrick shocked me a little bit, but I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
This was a travesty.
Hughes made it. Adam's just mad you never voted. You didn't vote for Billy Wilder.
That's why.
What
I was like, well, who's Gotti going to vote for?
Does Hughes beat Billy Wilder? Shut the fuck up!
Does she use
no three? Brooks?
As well.
How do you not have Brooks in the fucking Final Four?
Wade said, he said, I love Brooks, but Carpenter is just better. Carpenter gets the vote.
That's what it came down to. It's definitely a tough decision.
Gwen says, Mel Brooks for Gwen. And Chaffardini said, Carpenter, but only by a hair. They both have a great body of work with plenty of iconic titles to their credit. And while Brooks has a better hit ratio, Carpenter's work of late is crap. He's still better at creating a real diversity across his career. Big Trouble, They Live, Starman, Halloween, Escape from New York, and The Mouth of Madness.
Yeah, that's Starman's
You know what? I'd be happy if Mark Cherafordini was never on our show again.
Oh, man.
He's joking.
He's joking, Mark.
Am I?
God, he's just really angry right now. He's turning red. He really wanted Mel Brooks. We still have
I know we still have Jews, but we're supposed to have the Jew.
The Jew.
The Jew.
I'll get over it.
God, his hair just turned.
The Schwartz is never with you two fuckers.
The search for more money.
I voted for Brooks.
That's right.
I did. Everybody thought I was going to vote for Carpenter.
I thought you were going to vote for Carpenter.
I did too.
I voted for Brooks.
God, his hair just turned all
white. Obviously, y'all haven't seen shit. Oh, man. What the fuck? Y'all have not seen.
We ain't found shit.
Definitely.
Well, so our final four: John Hughes, John Carpenter, Steven Spielberg, and Danny Boyle. And I think for our championship, we are going to pull out of a hat of who these go up against. So it's just random.
Oh, yeah, that helps.
Okay.
That's so, not good because I already know the top two if we didn't know.
So we'll do that for next time. It'll be 2 or 3 weeks. But yes, John Hughes, John Carpenter, Steven Spielberg, Danny Boyle. Go to our bracket online. You can fill out and play along with us. It's been a fun and rough 13 weeks in getting this done. But as you can
major
say,
disappointments.
Friendships have now been lost. We're no longer friends.
Don't you call me Mark.
And we will see you next time. That is podcast number 13.
Woo!
Woo!
Peace.